The first family of Syrian refugees to arrive in northern BC is settling into their new home. Learning English is a standard part of settling new refugees, but our next guest is prepared to do things a little differently. Richard Parks, who's never spoken a word of Arabic, is setting up Arabic lessons in Prince George. But first, he joins me live in our Prince George studio. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
How are Arabic lessons going to help refugees settle here?
I think it'll give them an opportunity to share their own experience and just make them feel like, you know, not only do we want them to learn about, you know, our culture and our language, but also we're interested in learning about their culture and language as well.
Now, most people would say the expectation should be on the refugee to learn to speak English or French. What gave you the notion to go a different direction?
I think when you become a volunteer, you know, for causes like this, you realize that as much as you're giving to these you know, these families in terms of being able to help them out, you also receive a lot back as well. And I think that's the case with me, is that I see the value in the many things they have to offer with regards to their culture and language. And and for me, there's an important story where my grandmother, she originally spoke French in Shady Camp, Nova Scotia. That's where she was born. And then she learned English, and later on in life she developed dementia. And when she developed the dementia, it forced her to only speak French. And her family was, including myself, we did not learn French at the time. And as a result, we had a difficult time communicating with her. And so I know that feeling. And having known that feeling, you know, if it happens that a family comes into Prince George that only can speak Arabic, you know, I would like some of us to be able to communicate with them.
So what I'm hearing here is that isolation that a lack of language connection can create.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in terms of integration into a community, it's difficult when you're not able to communicate to the people that are, you know, trying to help, and it can create even more isolation in a sense.
At this point, however, Richard, you don't speak any Arabic, so who will teach these classes?
Well, I'm a volunteer with PG Citizens for Refugee Support, and we have over 500 members there. And so I thought it would be a great idea to post on the site and ask if anybody was interested in speaking the language, as well as any teachers. And I know there are Arabic speakers that are members of the group, so it was a great resource to use to kind of identify teachers and identify people that are interested in getting involved.
Now, you posted this to Facebook late last week. What has been the response so far?
The response has been around we've got around 35 people just based on that Facebook post, and we have a number of leads with regards to teachers. Talat is a Syrian a student at the university, and he's volunteered to participate in teaching at this event. And we have a couple more leads out there as well.
Have you had a sense from people who are interested about what is motivating them to learn to speak Arabic?
I think you know, one of the things is just to have fun. I mean, I think it's fun for people to try and learn a new language, even if it is just a, you know, a simple hello. Other people are, you know, just like me, they really care, you know, about and are passionate about, you know, these Syrian refugees coming to Prince George, and would love to welcome them in their own language. And I think there are some other reasons.
Have you spoken at all, as best as you're able to the Syrian refugee family about their thoughts with you learning Arabic?
I have not, because that particular family was sponsored by Westwood, and I've not been able to speak to that family. But one of the volunteers who is helping bring them over is going to be talking to them to see if any of the family members would be interested in teaching Arabic. at the
course. And how quickly would you like to see these lessons get off the ground?
We're going to try for early February, maybe the first week of February. We'll see. It's just going to be based on the availability of the Arabic teachers at the time.
And you were speaking earlier about your own grandmother's experience, where she reverted back to her first language of speaking French. Did you learn French as a result?
I took some courses. I took a year long course at university, but I still I know a little bit of French, but not as much as I want to.
Were you able to communicate with your grandmother though a little better?
Unfortunately, she passed away before I was able to do that.
I guess what I'm wondering is what else you get from learning another language, if there's a secondary bonus with these Arabic lessons.
Yeah, I think, you know, for me personally, I'm interested in traveling, and so being able to communicate in other places that communicate in other countries, you know, that's also helpful, you know, as well as you just never know when there's, you know, job opportunities that come up where you're required to speak another language. So there's always a benefit to learning another language. And it's, I've had many experiences of you know, in other languages, just learning a few words and how much it means to people that, you know, that's their native language, that you're willing to put that effort in to just try and speak a few words.
Well, we'll look forward to see what happens next with your endeavor. Richard Parks, thanks for coming by today.
Thank you.
Richard Parks lives in Prince George, and he's organizing Arabic lessons. You can find a link to that Facebook thread on Twitter if you go find us at Daybreak North. And in our next half hour, we'll meet a Prince Rupert group who's trying to bring refugees to the northwestern shore of BC. In the meantime, tell us what you think. Are you interested to learn the languages of refugees coming to Canada? How has learning another language helped you connect with people in ways that you may not have otherwise? You can email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. Call us up on the listener line, 1-866-340-1932.